Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 5th, 1806, a funeral service was held in Bridgetown for Admiral Lord Nelson. Nelson had died while commanding the British fleet against a combined French and Spanish fleet at the Battle of Trafalgar on October the 21st, 1805. He had been mortally wounded by a French sniper's bullet on the quarterdeck of his flagship, HMS Victory, and died below deck 3 hours later, having lived long enough to hear that his fleet had been victorious. Of course, Nelson's actual funeral did not take place in Barbados. That took place at St. Paul's Cathedral in London on January 8, 1806, where he is buried in an ornate crypt. In fact, the service in Barbados took place while Nelson's body was lying in state in the Painted Hall in Greenwich between the 5th and 7th of January. The funeral service in Barbados was a formal recognition for a man considered by the elite in Barbados to be a hero of the British Empire, and it was accompanied by the opening of a public call for subscriptions to raise a statue to Nelson in Bridgetown. By March 15, 1806, 165 persons had subscribed, and over £2,500 had been raised. Subscribers ranged from the governor, Lord Seaforth, who gave £100, to 12 shillings and sixpence given by an anonymous seaman listed simply as an honest tar. As historian John Mayo pointed out in an article in the Journal of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, Nelson had little love for Barbados. In April 1786, Nelson was aboard a ship anchored in Carlisle Bay when he wrote the following: "I am so much out of temper with this island that I would rather sacrifice anything than stay. Unpleasantly enough, four Navy captains, of whom I am one, have had a little difference with Governor Parry on the 21st. Therefore, unless he makes a very handsome apology, I never set foot in his house more. It makes this island more disagreeable than ever, for now I know nobody in it." However, as Mayo also points out, by the time of his death, Nelson had emerged as a star and the darling of the British public because of his successes during the Napoleonic Wars. It was no surprise that the elite in Barbados at that time, who considered themselves British, were as caught up as any in the British Empire with Nelson mania. The planned statue of Nelson was erected in Bridgetown in 1813, but as we know, it was removed in 2020. At the ceremony to remove the statue, Prime Minister Mia Mottley said, "While we accept that the statue of Vice Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson is an important historical relic, it is not a relic to be placed in the National Heroes Square of a nation that has had to fight for too long to shape its destiny."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.